welcome to After the Bachelorette After Show.
We are super stoked to talk all things Bachelor. I am Brooks Forsher, and to my right, the ladies.
Hey, everybody. I'm Christina Zias.
And I'm Chelsea Breesh.
You know, and there's only three of us. We're down one man. And I think my...
And there we go.
You got to mute it. That was our computers. Sorry about that. We are short one man, and that is our fearless leader, Danny Hoyt. Danny, we miss you. Danny couldn't be here. He's in Africa doing super cool things for other people halfway around the world.
Yeah.
Super fun, but he just couldn't make it. His flight gets in tomorrow. We will be missing you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm not the only one starting to feel like I was having a
like
romance with him.
But Danny's on kind of an amazing adventure right now, so I think
he's not having a good time.
Nice. All right, well, let's jump into the show. We saw... Right off the bat, we saw a typical montage of JoJo.
Totally.
What did we see that we see every season? You're like
cheesy beach montage.
You like it, hate it?
I think it's ridiculous.
I love to hate it. I love to hate it.
I just feel like it should have been in JoJo, in Dallas, like in JoJo's hometown. Do you know what I mean?
It was you.
Yeah, like JoJo doesn't live by the beach. Why is like...
Yeah, well, maybe it was because it's so last minute because she said tonight, probably. She was like, I didn't know I was going to do this.
No.
I don't know what
she... The only part that really got me when I was like, come on, guys, when the waves, when she's sitting on the rocks and the waves just come up and she's sitting there giggling and I was like, that's just so over the top.
It was a little over the top. But did you...
But you got to do it. I mean, that's part of it.
Well, and they're setting that up as well as like she's beginning her journey. We're getting over the fact that it didn't work out with her and Ben, and they kind of close that chapter.
Little confession.
Yeah.
Obviously, I love Ben. I think he was a great bachelor. I think America loves him. But I'm sorry. Like, he did blindside JoJo, and he did break her heart. So for her to be like... I'm just so thankful for him because now I know what it's like to find a really great guy. And I know what type of man I deserve. I was like, oh my gosh, like...
That sounded very produced to you.
It sounded so produced. And I'm sorry, like, I think it's okay to be like, he broke my heart and I'm happy for him, but he's kind of an
asshole.
But
that sucked.
Yeah.
That sucked. And
you blindsided me and you promised, so you're a promise breaker.
Exactly.
Right.
But he's like the Bachelor Golden Boy, so.
Ben's name was brought up so many times tonight that it was almost it was too much for me. Everything was, she was thankful for Ben, or when Ben broke her heart, like, we get it.
Don't we see that in previous seasons as well?
Or not? I don't know, maybe for whatever reason. I just feel like it really stuck out to me. Like, even when she was sitting down with the guys, his name would be brought up, and I feel like... She's, you know, starting a fresh page. We're doing, you know, she's doing this whole new journey herself. Like, let it be, girl. Like,
so you felt like it was a little weird.
I just felt like it was a little weird. Yeah. We don't need to be talking about Ben anymore. This is not his season. You guys are not together. Like, let's cut the cord and
Well, you're not alone. Everyone on the chat roll right now, Rachel, Haru, there's like, Ben was boring. If this isn't Ben's season, let's get over Ben.
Totally.
Rotter 13, JoJo's too scripted. You guys tipped your hat to that in the sense of, like, when she was on the beach, some of the lines that she was saying, they sounded very produced. Yeah, I can imagine that she would be a little bit produced at this point. I think she kind of last minute was thrown into that. Mm-hmm. I think she was known that she was going to be an option, but they were, like, probably a week before it happened or 5 days.
Do you really think it was that fast?
Yeah, I do.
I have some other thoughts on
that. I only know that because of her communication on Twitter, her activity,
and then just disappeared.
Black, gone, see you later.
So what happens is she just packs her bags for months and she just went?
Yeah.
That's really crazy to me.
I don't know. I just had a friend who was on a reality show and she literally like just fell off the planet after she signed the contract. So I guess that does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She disappeared.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so we got over that. We got over Ben. We go in to start her journey and we start with the three former bachelorettes, Dez, Allie, and
Caitlin.
And what did you guys think of their advice?
I thought they actually had some good advice.
What did you like?
I like the fact that they said...
Because I was like, what?
Okay, I think a lot of it seemed also manufactured as well. But, like, I like the fact that they said that you have to be wary of falling for, like, someone that you're so attracted to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that attraction leads to lust as opposed to companionship leading to love. And I think that's something that...
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I know as a woman, I like fall for someone easily based on their looks maybe. And then, you know, it's not necessarily all there.
Were you surprised at any, were you surprised at their picks? Allie, Dez, did you?
No.
Do you think those were like?
I think because it was a good little mix. You know, okay. Like Caitlyn's very different from Dez. And I think it was a good mix. You know, you have Caitlyn who's very forward. You know, she's like, I'm a little scared for you.
Right.
Like, I don't know if Dez would ever say that. So I thought it was a good balance.
Because we don't see, we haven't seen Dez and Allie for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a surprise to some people in the chat role. Misha comments on it. I'm surprised that Dez was a part of this. I kind of was as well. Because for the most part, Dez and Chris didn't get a lot of like limelight as far as like the Bachelor world.
Right.
I mean, Tanner and Jade have gotten way more attention than on their marriage than Chris is and Dez. And I don't know why, for what reason that was. But I was a little bit surprised as well. I liked Caitlyn's candid comments, I guess.
Right.
And I felt like she gave some of the best.
I kind of felt bad for her, though, because they were like, did you regret anything? And obviously she said yes, and
she was like, duh.
Regretting sleeping with Nick.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like she probably regret that so much because of, like, how America
reacted.
Made her feel
and
reacted, as opposed to how, like, she really felt about it.
Yeah,
I mean, that wasn't a very, I feel like, especially in a situation like this, like, girls should kind of be on each other's side.
Mm-hmm.
And that question was just, like, we all know it's there, so why are we going to bring it to the forefront again? Like, she's already been asked about it 3 million times. So I just don't think appropriate.
I don't think it was, like, directed to her like that.
You don't?
No, I don't think so. Did you?
No, I don't think so either. I think
when
that
they
she was just a
Caitlyn,
question.
What do you regret?
Well, I think
she was just asking
general,
the group.
Like, did you guys regret anything, right?
Did she direct it at her?
Oh, I thought they were like, Caitlyn, what do you regret?
I love how you say they.
They.
Like when you're referring
the girls
to JoJo.
The girl
they
group.
Said.
They said.
Her and the producers. Well, Allie gave the piece of advice of if you like somebody, back off.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's true.
Okay. But do you think that she's going to do that?
No.
Have we seen any indication?
I don't think JoJo backs off.
She ain't backing
down. Yeah, she ain't backing down.
Okay. Oh, people are talking about Dez being pregnant on the chat roll. That I guess pretty obvious. She toasted with water instead of alcohol.
But
oh
so
yeah, these
Allie.
Are things
that's
I did
very
not.
But
yeah.
Allie's like blatantly pregnant.
Yeah, they had two glasses of water with lemon, and the other two were wine or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Hey, I didn't
so
notice that either.
Yeah.
What color dresses were they all wearing?
I have no idea.
Blue was
Allie was blue. Dez was red.
Caitlyn was
in a printed romper, and Caitlyn was in a tank and
jeans.
Yeah.
And Chucks.
Of course.
Damn, I fit right in. Do you want me to jump on your blog?
Yeah,
what's your blog? Pitch it.
MissZias.com.
And what's going on with that blog?
It's going really well. It's a fashion blog for men and women.
But what did you just tell me tonight about it? Super exciting news.
What, that I got picked up?
Booyah!
Booyah!
Yeah, let's celebrate that. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Oh my gosh!
Small interjection.
Well, I have a fashion blog.
You got 30 seconds and it's over, so.
And I shot an editorial and it was picked up by a couple magazines, so that's
exciting.
Boom,
that's really cool. Okay, enough about you, more about the show.
Okay, yes.
All right, so we get in, we see the men's packages. What did you guys like about the men's packages?
I'm going to tell
Let's
you
talk about their packages.
Real quick.
Okay,
I liked a lot about the packages, and I love
Good,
how
keep
they...
That going.
Okay. I love how you guys, The Bachelor, I mean, it's the most American thing, they rolled off the first three men, a quarterback, a Marine, and a firefighter. Literally, just...
Like, you could more
I mean,
quintessential.
I was
that
just
was
dying.
Pretty good.
To me, it was perfect. It was a little comical because of how... I mean, to me, like, that just screams America. So
yeah.
I ate it right up.
Do you think that they position that as well from her origin? She's from Texas.
Yes.
Maybe it's like it's kind of like Chris Soule's season in that
it's
regard.
It's very America. It's very like those are hardworking, motivated men.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, in my mind.
You did eat it up. You were like...
Oh, I ate it up. Like, that is literally too...
I think it was Alex. You were like, he's a stud. You, yeah. And you, like, emphasized stud so strongly that it confused me. I did not know what that meant.
If
I
was
like,
is that good
or is that bad? I'm like, he is a stud.
In my book, it's a very good thing.
Awesome.
So... That's all I got. Just, I mean, firemen, Marines, and football players.
At first, I wasn't very impressed by the gentleman, I have to be honest.
And why? Yeah. Why not?
Okay, this is going to sound terrible, but I just think that we were teased for so long about this being the hottest season of men ever and, like, America's most eligible bachelors. And I'm sorry, but a bachelor superfan is not an occupation. And although... Yeah. It right. was a funny intro and everything. And he seems like a nice guy. Like, he's obviously not there for JoJo. I feel like he's there for Chris Harrison. So I wish that there was someone else that took his spot.
But you have to also remember that it's in a sense, yeah, it's a show. So they have to throw people like that in there. If you had a room of 30 of the most, you know, motivated, successful models, like, that's not going to be... In a sense, no one wants to watch that.
Yeah, there's no
So you have to throw the Daniels and the Bachelor fans and whomever. You have to throw them in the mix because that's what makes really good TV.
Right. But I'm just naive, and I think it's, like, all about finding love, so...
Right.
Out of the people that showed the pack, the men that we saw their packages, and we only saw a couple, which we're kind of curious. About, we love Chat Roll to tell us your thoughts on this. Why do they only show us, like, 5 or 6 of them? What does that mean?
Right.
To you guys.
It doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything? Yeah.
I don't think it means anything.
They're just like, we got some footage. They were close by.
Yeah, maybe.
But I also think they want you to think that it means something. Like, we just spent 3 minutes introducing this guy. So,
he's important.
Yeah. So that, you know, we're going to throw his face right off the bat.
Yeah. I do think we see some people that... I actually disagree. I think there is some strategy in it.
Okay, what is it?
I think...
should know.
No, I don't know. It's a total mystery to me as well. But I think... Because, look, Luke was in there.
Yeah.
Jordan was in there. Right?
Yep.
And we all know that they're going to go pretty far.
Yeah.
So I think they gave us a
Alex
couple.
Alex was in there, too.
Alex
the Marine.
Yeah. Yep.
And, I think Alex is someone to watch out for.
I think so, too.
She got
a really
good edit tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, this might be inappropriate, and I apologize, but there were some shots when they were showing, you know, for the season, of when she was making out with someone and they were showing his back and he was very muscular. I guarantee you that's Alex.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, well, right?
I mean, that's push-ups.
No, I didn't say it was insulting. I said it was inappropriate.
It's Alex or Chad.
No, it's not inappropriate.
Because Chad's duh, you can do push-ups with a girl on your back. You better be able to do push-ups with a girl on your back.
That was my favorite line of the whole night.
Were you walking in here with emotions and not push-ups with girls on your back? Idiot, you're done.
Chad, go home.
Okay, I'm going to say a couple people's names. You tell me your immediate response if you guys remember.
Okay.
It, just one word. Grant. 28, he was a firefighter.
I think that said it.
Yeah, just
Okay. Luke, Texas, horses, cattle, small town.
Swoon.
Love him.
Swoon.
Gentleman, handsome, mysterious.
Okay.
Going all the way.
What about Discount Still Double Swooning. Check?
What?
Discount Double Check?
I don't know what that means.
Oh,
that's
my new name for Jordan, because he's Aaron Rodgers' little brother. What? So I'm just going to call him Discount Double Check from here on out.
I get, like, a little flustered with Jordan. I totally get why he made her knees weak.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Do you think that's why he was cast?
Yes.
I think
because
he
makes girls weak. Girls' knees weak?
He's Aaron Rodgers' brother.
You do.
But that's a part of making girls' knees weak. Because that's his confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he's someone's brother. I almost feel bad for
I know
him.
That's... That
but
that
also,
sucks.
But
it's
this
hard.
Is going to be brought up throughout so much of the season because that was his whole thing, too. Like, in his package, they were brought... You know, he was talking about how he's always compared to his brother, whatever it may be, in his whole life. And you saw in the, you know, clips
in
to
the
come...
previews, yeah.
That's what he talks about.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. But... And at first, I didn't think there's anything that special about him, and I hated... The skinny jeans he was wearing in his intro, I just felt like he was trying so hard.
You immediately were like, I don't like this guy. I was like, off
the
jeans?
She goes, never let your boyfriend wear those.
I just judged him so hard, and I feel bad for that, but I'm also a men's wardrobe stylist, so it's just, like, the first thing I see.
Yeah.
And it bothered me, I think,
you should be looking at his heart, Christina.
Well, I can't see that. I have to get past his clothing for that. Anyways, I just didn't like him, but when he started interacting with JoJo... my mind kind of switched up.
I mean, because you could tell instantly
there was a connection.
By far, they had the deepest connection the first
time. Okay, so move on to the limo introductions.
Okay.
We didn't see everybody, obviously, and they did this weird edit that they haven't done this in the past. They had one guy talking about how the other guys introed themselves, and they just did quick montage shot of people
Introing. I didn't like
We've never seen that.
I didn't like that.
Which we get to the rose ceremony, and we're like, who's that guy?
Yeah.
Obviously, because we didn't see them all. Okay, so who did it the best? Limo entrance, if you guys remember. And whose were you like, it's laughable?
Unicorn.
Luke on the unicorn.
You loved it.
Hands down.
Yeah. Well, one, just because it showed you that, one, he knew who JoJo was.
Okay.
And she showed up
kind
as
a stalkery,
unicorn.
Though, too.
No, not
when you're on TV like
not
that.
Not in 2016.
Yep. Yeah. I think that was endearing.
Yeah, totally.
I totally think it was endearing. I think it was thoughtful. Like, it was completely sentimental, and he, or whomever, went through a lot of work to make that happen.
Because that could have gone south pretty easily. Unicorn, horse, and I think he did it really well.
One that went south was those note cards.
Oh, yeah, the note cards. Who
guys,
did that?
I don't like that
who
one.
Did the note
I mean,
cards,
I see
Jake,
where he was
or,
going. I see where he was going. I just don't think it played out exactly how he thought it was going to.
Well, yeah, because he's like a little awkward.
You know?
He was like, I'm going to deliver this. She's going to laugh. I'll laugh.
And then he's like, I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. And she's like.
Yeah, that's like a stand-up night.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, that was my best joke.
Oh, I felt bad for him. I actually thought that was cute and funny.
Let's reenact it. Just shortly. I'll do it, and then let's just do the silence.
Okay.
I'm going to do it to you, Chelsea.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm obviously the most beautiful woman here.
No.
That's
okay, she was nicer than me. JoJo was nicer than me.
I thought Wells had a great
what was that?
Limo entrance as well. He's the one who hired the acapella
all
group.
In one or
okay.
What was
all
the band?
For
all
one.
For one. Yeah.
I think when they got out of the limo, yes, to carry it into the rose ceremony, no, cut it off. Oh, also, he had a great one.
James.
Was that the guitar?
Taylor, yeah.
Oh, so I swooned for him too.
Yeah, he was cute too.
That was so cute.
Whose was the worst?
Santa, like, stop.
Yeah, the Santa
I don't know if that was the worst. I just wasn't all about that. I see kind of.
But JoJo liked it, actually.
She loved it.
And I think it's kind of funny. Like, you have to have a lot of confidence to come in there as Santa. And also, everyone does love Santa.
And and confidence to say nothing else but JoJo.
Right.
JoJo.
That was,
we didn't hear
her. I actually could have done without the JoJo.
Like, we get what you're going for, man.
They never showed what was in the gift.
No.
I wonder what it was.
They never showed us the... Oh, never mind.
Also, what about the guy with the wine? I thought that was funny, too.
Yeah, that was
good.
That was,
hysterical.
That was really
memorable. That was really funny.
And she's like, my mom will like him.
Yeah.
I was like, you should have just said, I like him.
My gosh.
But
what?
I'm sorry. I just could not get over... I don't know what his name is. I don't even remember if he got a rose or not. His occupation was... hipster, I think.
Oh, from LA.
He was the one who was like, I actually don't know who you are. I don't know anything about you. I didn't watch last season.
We saw
and
that
like,
at
dude,
the
like,
end.
Why are you here?
Because he, I don't know, someone signed him up. And
I think his name
it was in LA.
Jake.
And
no.
I don't know.
Vinny
was
a guy that got
drunk.
God, they went by so fast.
My laptop didn't die.
Okay. There was Sal, who was 28, and I know this is not memorable, but you'll remember when he had the blue balls.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, you can squeeze my balls.
I just don't.
I was like, that's not a real thing anyway. I don't ever want to be able to squeeze my balls.
But she's uncomfortable.
So don't create a metaphor for it.
I think he obviously was trying to be funny, but to me that was just so unflattering. It was just... Like, I immediately want nothing to do with
you. You know what
it
is? I just feel like if you're hoping to find love, and at the end of the day, you want your fiance.
His name was Brandon, by the way.
Her family's going to see this.
The balls?
Like,
the one previously, sorry.
You don't
hipster.
Know.
Got it right.
The hipster guy's Brandon.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want my mom to see that.
That's not your first impression.
Right.
Yeah.
To see some guy.
So how'd you guys meet? Well, he came out of the limo. He had blue balls.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so sweet.
Yeah, it was so thoughtful.
Yeah, you got to think about that in terms of how are you going to tell the story.
Right.
How is your guys' personal story play out?
Right, so how did you and mommy, dad, like, how did you meet mommy? Well.
Here, watch this clip.
Yeah. Cute.
Exactly.
Yeah, really cute. Whose bad first impression do you guys remember in the past but still made it pretty far? Anybody stand out? I've got one.
Okay,
go ahead. I'll lead the way. Zach Waddell on the season, Desiree season. I remember this because obviously I was on the season. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Oh, my God. Were you on The
Bachelorette? Once on The Bachelorette. Okay.
What did he do?
He came in with his shirt off, mm-hmm. out of the limo. He stayed with his shirt off the entire night. I was like, this guy's not going to stay. There's no way.
Did he have a rockin' bod?
Yeah, he had a rockin' bod.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was like number four.
Wow.
So, the Santa Claus, I'm saying, we can't count him out. You don't, you never know.
No, you can't count him out. And she, you know, there was like the cupcake said, she was all about it.
But you guys, JoJo wore a unicorn mask, like, last season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't totally normal either, you know what I mean?
No. It was actually, cute. It's not normal at all.
If she, no offense, but if she wasn't really beautiful, everyone would be like, that girl's a weirdo.
Yeah. What about the wedding dress girl from Sean's season? Do you guys remember that?
I do remember that.
No, I don't remember that.
That was from Atomic 1107. Her name was Lindsay.
Oh, good job.
Hey, Lindsay.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, whatever.
What up, girl?
So want Zach in paradise. I think he's married, so I don't think that
he's
that
living
is...
his own paradise.
Yeah, I don't think that that is going to happen. Okay, I don't want to go through all of the guys because I think that that's boring.
Agreed.
You guys agree?
Agree.
Chat roll agree? Okay, we're all in agreement. 10 to 20. Okay, so then we're going to go past all of these introductions. We've already talked about the people we like, the people that we hated. Nick.
Wait, I have another James. Person I hated.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about him. We love talking about that.
I'm sure we'll talk about him a lot more coming up, but Daniel.
I thought I was just about to go to him.
I thought
JoJo.
His entrance was terrible, and I just want to be like, how old are you?
Yeah. Everything about him was terrible.
Everything
about
him was terrible.
I loved his comment later
the
when he's like...
The internet?
No, that would... Okay, let's talk about the funniest Daniel moments. Now's a great time.
Okay, go.
Garrett, go ahead.
I don't remember exactly what he said. He goes, have you been
following?
Have you been following the internet?
For the past few months.
That is
like,
so
okay, but
funny.
How cute was her reaction? She goes, oh, did someone say damn JoJo on YouTube?
I know, that was cute.
Yeah. Then he also goes, I have never been to Texas because I'm from Canada.
He said like he's from Canada 20.
Like that matters.
Yeah, like, oh, like you can't travel to Canada? You're not American trying to travel to Cuba.
Right.
Pre-2015, thank you, Obama.
Yeah.
Right, like they don't have flights from Canada to
Texas. Yeah, he's like, you know, couldn't make it.
He was terrible.
I mean, again, great TV, not a good human being.
By the way, I just want you guys to know, I wish I could say it, quote it exactly, but I can't. In his bio, I was reading some of the guy's bios online. Yeah. He kept comparing himself and his body to a Lamborghini. And it was, and it was something like...
It had to have been Daniel.
Yeah, it was Daniel.
Oh, okay.
It was something like, well, you don't park... It was like, what do you think of your body? Or like, are you comfortable showing off your body? He's like, well, you wouldn't park your car in the garage if it was a Lambo or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So crazy.
Guys like that literally make me want to bang my head against the wall.
Okay.
Just.
Boom.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead, Chelsea.
Well, I was going to go on a flip side, or we can say on this negative side, but who is that sweet little man? What is his name? Evan?
Alex? Because
who just was like so distraught,
and he was
the one who was like,
I know
when
who
the first impression rose came out, he like does that thing.
Oh yeah,
hair.
Evan.
Yeah.
He was really stoked to get a rose.
His whole life was just made.
Yeah.
And he goes, I got one.
You guys, Evan is not going to make it far off.
No, he's not going to make it far at all.
I feel like he shouldn't have gotten a rose. There is nothing between her
no,
and
No, you know
Evan.
Who should have gotten a rose? Daniel.
Okay.
Chat Roll's talking about that. He's the first drunk guy to ever make it past the first night. I don't know if that's true.
Okay, really? So question.
Drunk girls
for
make
everyone.
It further than, huh?
Yeah, drunk girls, I think, happen.
Do you think that don't. Was a producer move, or do you think that was just...
It was a producer move, 100%.
Okay. 100%.
I hate that.
I know.
I hate that.
But I think we've come to grips with that.
Like, I know. But you could tell she was like, eh.
Yeah, she did not want a kiss
it's
on the
funny
cheek
the
from
things
him at all.
That we grow to accept. That we're like, it's okay. It's The Bachelor. It's The Bachelorette. Like right. That one. We're like, he should not have gotten a rose. We're like, you gotta accept it.
Or The Bachelor superfan shouldn't be on it. That's how I feel.
I still can't decide if I think that was funny.
It was funny.
At first, I thought it was funny, and then it got weird.
Yeah,
it did get weird. It did get weird. I want to talk about Alex, by the way.
The
we
stud.
Skipped over him, the stud.
Okay.
Because he's 25. You guys really like him, I think. There's been some comments about him on Chat Roll. He's a little short.
A little.
He is short.
How do you guys feel about that? What are you thinking? My perspective, I'm like, good for you, dude.
Okay, I think show-wise, I mean, great for you. I mean, your height should not define if you're going to fall in love or not. However, right. would I personally...
That's what we're asking.
Do not... Okay, well, if we're asking personally, like, you have to... I mean... Height's a huge thing for
me. Is it taller than you, the same height?
No, what taller.
Taller.
Like, I'm 5'7", and yeah. I want to be able to wear my wedges and still have you be taller than me.
Why do people love wedges and heels? You guys don't even like wearing them. So why is that I don't know.
That's, like, probably, like, society told us that, like, yeah. we should, like, look cute in wedges. I don't know.
But I hear that all the time, and then I hear girls go, ugh, I hate wearing high heels. I'll wear them for a couple hours, and then
ditch them. Yeah.
So why is that so important? That is a hinge for your relationship.
I mean, for me too, I'm 5'11", yeah. so I felt like I it's was like 6'4", was yeah. my kind of like ideal height for guys.
I think it's also...
It'd be hard.
It's like I feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
And like...
For me, it's not so much about the heels, although I do like wearing high heels. It's like, right. I'm not like a little girl, and I like to feel smaller and like to feel protected. Agreed. Yeah. And I think it's Agreed. More about that.
Okay.
But... Alex is hot.
And no, Alex is super hot.
A great bod, and he has, like, that perfect smile. And although he's great short, teeth. I feel great like teeth. He's got it going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's move on. Okay, so... okay, sorry, Alex. We talked about you enough. We're moving on. Okay, so we're in the house. I want to move on to the fact that, like, JoJo has her time with the guys. Okay? So we see Alex doing his push-ups. We see Chad. He's Hayden. Obviously said a lot of negative comments. Feels like he's going to be the villain, right?
Yeah, he's going to be a huge disaster this season.
I'm surprised that he didn't get the first impression rose, to be honest.
Really?
No, I'm not surprised at all.
Well, no, I just thought, like...
I mean, they did have a good interaction. For the most part,
first impression rose goes to the villain, or early villain, and went to Jordan. Could be Jordan, could be an early villain.
No, don't say that.
I'm just saying, if we follow the path, and that's how it's happened.
Okay, who
said... Do you
guys
think he could be the later villain? Chad's early villain... And Jordan, later villain? What do you guys think?
I think that... Oh, this is going to sound terrible, but I think Jordan will stick the around dirty... until hometown dates because America wants to see Aaron yep. Rodgers. And I think the producers
want to see that too.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And that's where it ends for me.
He's just going to be doing discount double check the whole time. Boom, boom. Okay.
Who made that comment when they said, well, Olivia got the first impression rose and she was left on an island?
Oh, John.
That was the guy in the kilt.
Yeah, the guy in the kilt.
Oh, well, kilt guy, that was freaking hysterical.
Really quick. Okay, so we see JoJo. She's talking about all the guys. They've had a couple conversations. She's like, everybody is so nervous. Like, everybody yeah. is, like, on edge. They can't, you know...
Relax.
Turn it off and relax and just be themselves. And she's like, I just want someone with some natural ease. And then
boom. Enters Jordan.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember what happened? Do you remember the first thing he asked her?
No.
He's like...
How are you doing?
Hey, how the last couple months been?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right? true. But I just
like,
remember...
Like so cool, it was calm,
very,
collective.
Yeah. It was like a very easy... Like I felt watching him like at ease. I was like, I kind of like said, okay. Like, yeah. He's got it. You take it, Jordan. You take it.
You think they're setting us up?
No. For what?
To like, yeah, for to be what? Like super stoked on Jordan.
Well, yeah, of course. He just got the first impression. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But, okay,
but
okay.
if so,
but I think
like,
JoJo seems to be super stoked on him also.
Yeah.
But they do want you to fall in love with him a little bit because they did show his backstory. There was like a lot of information.
His backside. She talked about his butt.
Yeah.
His
and butt. She goes, I got to do some squats.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you guys like about him? Like,
I mean, I like their interaction with each other, I guess.
Yeah.
Other than that, he, like, didn't stand out. Oh, actually, you know what I liked about him? I forget.
I forget what I liked about
I forget
him.
What the situation was. Oh, no, everyone was making fun of Nick coming with the Santa Claus outfit.
Yeah.
Everyone was abusing him for it. And then Jordan was like, that's awesome, man. That's hilarious. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm sure she loved that. And that's when I started, I think, to like him. Because I was like, oh, good for him.
He's
like,
not a bully in the
he's
house.
He's not a bully in the house. He's confident enough with himself to see, like, the humor in this. To, like, wish good on this other guy also.
Yeah. Well, so he shows that he's with JoJo. They're having a great moment, right?
Great moment.
And then there's that moment for the first kiss, and he...
Blows it.
He blows it.
Blows it. You
well,
say
it's not
blow
even
it.
Really, he didn't really blow it. He just didn't go for it.
He just didn't go
so
for it.
So it's not like he...
I mean, but it was kind of awkward. You don't think a little bit?
No, and I don't, or I don't think
I didn't feel like it was awkward.
No,
at first.
I don't think it was awkward. And I give him huge props for going back. Like, to me, that is crazy attractive.
Weren't like, you saying don't go back?
No,
don't go back?
I was like, don't go back, Jordan.
No, yeah. But she
because he had that moment, and I didn't want him to go back and try to force it and then make it awkward.
Okay, but do you think it was forced?
I think it was a little bit forced. Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay, go.
Here's what I'm going to say as I'm about to say it. Here's what I think. JoJo already likes Jordan, so it doesn't matter what he does. It's not going to be awkward. We saw the kiss with what's his bucket
oh,
right
God,
before
that
Nick.
Was so bad.
The guy with the cards.
I can't remember their names. It was the fortune teller game, but that was the same guy who had the cards. So just nothing. He had like all these like gimmicks and stuff, and nothing was working for him. Poor guy.
Will. And afterwards, she says, the worst thing you could ever say after kissing somebody. She says, thank you. That is the worst thing.
I mean,
and then she said, I hope it gets better or something. It will get better, right?
I wrote it down. Hopefully that gets better.
Yeah.
Ouch. I mean, and she could have just left with that. And then she threw on the thank you.
Yeah. And then like, he goes, catch you later.
I mean,
catch
those three phrases start digging the dirt.
I just feel
you're
like
done.
Will, he's so cute and sweet, and I feel for him. And I wish he like would have played that game because I used to love playing that game. It's so fun. But I wish he would have been like read her response a little bit better and her reaction to reading that I'm going to get kissed.
Instead
and be
of
like,
just.
I want to kiss you, but I want to get to know you first. Like, I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, for the upcoming days or weeks or whatever. Well, come to Christina, and I'm going to teach you some lessons.
Okay, well, then in comes Jordan. He takes the moment. He goes back. Walk us through that. Well, how'd you guys feel in the moment? Were you like, yes, do it? I obviously was
when
like,
Jordan
no,
came
don't
back.
Do this, Jordan, you idiot.
I was
on his side. I'm on your side, Jordan. I didn't want you to blow it.
No, I was like Jordan's little cheerleader, like, rah, rah, go, Jordan.
I mean, part of me was just like, oh, my gosh, this is so well produced right now because, like, timing was just perfect for everything.
Yeah.
And then I will say that was a kiss.
Oh, that was, yes.
It was a great
kiss. It was a great TV kiss.
It was
great kiss.
The only thing he didn't do is swoop her hair just behind her ear and pull her up.
Oh, God.
Other than that, you had
job.
It, man. I had to do this in the class. It was like how to kiss on TV thing prior. I mean, after The Bachelor. Sorry, I was
that
about
was a
said
class
prior.
Before.
Bachelorette, yeah.
Prep work.
And that
prep
was
work.
That was like the thing that you do.
You,
ear
the
and,
hair.
And hand behind
yep.
the head.
I mean, it's true.
But Jordan didn't really need that. He was doing, he had other moves. And yeah. By the way, JoJo looked great. Right?
Knockout.
Boobs on fleek.
Boobs are so on fleek.
I'm trying to make that a thing, so I just keep saying
it. All right, let's do it.
And I'm not hitting on her when I say that. I saw that
well,
just
that's
today.
Fine.
Someone was like, oh, Brooks was hitting on JoJo Fletcher when he said boobs on fleek. I was like, no, I'm not. I was just trying to make a phrase.
And also her boobs
and
are on fleek.
Her boobs are on fleek. Just I'm just stating the truth.
The obvious, yes.
If you don't
she
know
did
what
look
fleek
great.
Means.
And honestly, she was just great. I think she handled the show really well.
Agree.
She was funny and charming. I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seemed really, she just seemed really good. Like, she seemed, I mean, just crazy present. And, like, she was just, she's ready. I think she's super ready for the journey.
Did you think that in that moment that she was going to give the first impression rose to Jordan?
Yeah.
We like, this is sealed.
Yes.
He's got
yes.
it. If he, who would she have given it to other than Jordan?
Luke.
Luke is your guys' second. Both of you
yeah.
knew that right
No,
off.
Luke is my first. I like Luke
yeah.
better than Jordan.
I would have said Wells.
Wells was really great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really cute.
Just,
I mean, I think Luke goes very far.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Ali. Ali?
Ali.
Oh,
Ali?
Yeah, Ali.
Sweet pumpkin.
Ali. In the beginning, on his package, we were all checking out his package going, that's a great package. And I included. And I was like, yeah, great package, Ali. But we were kind of like, yeah, this guy looks great, right? Like,
right.
Cool guy. He's probably going to be a front runner
right.
up there in the pack. And then he came out in his limo intro, and he was really awkward, right?
Because I think he was so nervous.
Like,
yeah.
it was nervous Ned style. It
yeah.
wasn't just, I'm nervous.
No,
it was
like he... And because I think he said, like, he's never seen someone that breathtaking, or I'm pretty sure he used the phrase breathtaking. Like, but
yeah.
something about that's so endearing. And I think if it wasn't in this setting, if she, like, took a step back, you know, she could really realize that how he's viewing her.
Could he possibly be a sleeper? What for does you that guys? Mean? Like he's going to come on strong later. Like, they're not giving him as much attention.
Oh, maybe. I would kind of love that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I see that.
Did you hear him on the piano?
Yeah, that was incredible. Yeah,
it's like guitar serenading is here. It's like piano serenading.
It is.
Right?
On another
yeah. level. How did they just brought a piano in for him?
Yeah, it's The Bachelor. They can what they just brought a unicorn.
That's so true.
That is true.
But yeah, like was how did that conversation go?
A piano was the least of their worries.
They're like, you play the piano, we'll get one.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be there.
They would be like, oh, you can fly to the moon. Don't worry, dude, we got you.
Yeah.
Like
SpaceX. We're talking about it.
We're there.
The next season of, like that's the one of their destinations. Get ready, pack your bags. We're going to the moon.
The girl's like, what do I do with my hair?
It's just floating around everyone's hair. Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh, okay, okay. Oh, so okay. We had a couple chats. Let's go to the chats with JoJo.
Okay.
We had Wells. He had All in One behind him kind of serenading. And he's like, I feel like this is unfair because everywhere we, you know, and he made a couple jokes about we'll be going to get in a sandwich and we'll finish each other's sandwiches.
Yeah, but just like leave it. Let it be.
Too much at that point.
I think it was too much.
It was too much at that point, but I think he like played it off pretty well. And I think the sandwich talk and all that, it's like kind of just like funny and effortless. And I think they had a good conversation.
Yeah,
you know?
He felt very natural. He looked like he was, you know, as she asked. Yeah. In her, he was just natural.
Yeah.
Easy confidence.
I think like having something like that when you're so nervous, it like kind of distracts from like the nervous energy a little bit, so you can have something to talk about, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I think he really did himself a favor actually bringing the acapella group.
That's true, made it easier for him.
Yeah.
I just gotta say, someone goes, Allie playing the piano. Let's see here, what did they say? It's funny. Chase Jocelyn reminds me of Phantom of the Opera, and that guy was a perv.
Oh my goodness.
Which just made me laugh. I just thought it was funny.
No, I liked him.
Yeah.
Pianos can come off creepy, though. I can see that.
I don't
know. Pianos
honestly,
are weird.
I mean, no one has ever played me the piano, so like
you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know that experience.
But you've had daydreams of you in a dress, laying on the piano.
You know, I've had a lot of daydreams. I can't say that that's one of them.
Call us tomorrow. See what happens tonight.
Like, guess what?
You're never gonna believe it.
It's
you
like
call
3
it. I'm
like,
I know exactly.
Up.
You're on a piano, aren't you? Yeah, red dress. Yeah, I know it. Got it.
We got
bye.
It. We got
I'm
it.
Sleeping.
Bye.
Okay, Chad. Chad was an interesting conversation with JoJo.
Chad seemed very confident in himself.
And she bought it. She was like all for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Not all for it.
Go ahead, Chelsea.
Well, so. Towards the end, you know, when they're doing the preview, she's talking about the bad boy.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, that's so Chad. And I totally get that because I, like, get weak of the knees for this, like, bad boy persona. There's something about them. However, 99% of the time, they always just crush you. Right? So I think when she's sitting there talking to him, she already knows, like, that he's on the radar. It's, like, bleeping, you know, like, stop, like, walk away, you know, red flags and lights. But she's so locked into him, and he's playing right off the bat every single card right. Like,
see, I don't agree with that. I think that she seemed... She said
hate
that...
when you two fight.
I don't think this is a fight. I believe she said that, like, she felt he was so vulnerable and she seemed really surprised by him. So I don't think at this point she thinks he's a bad boy or even knows it yet.
Yeah, I agree. I hate to do this, Chelsea, but I'm agreeing with Christine. But I think that she doesn't know. She's got a lot going on right now, and she's just like, he seems interesting. He seems to be vulnerable, which is interesting that she said that. He expressed vulnerability because he was giving everybody else shit for being vulnerable.
Right.
And he said, like, oh, I'm coming on this crazy show. I'm coming on the show. He felt vulnerable as well.
Right.
Which was a cue to me.
Right. It's a great card.
Yeah.
Like, he knows. And if she would have listened to herself, what she's saying, you know, she's like, he's this big macho man, but yet he's so sweet and vulnerable.
Like, classic villain. Classic.
I think motives. You could be a big macho man and also be vulnerable as well. I mean, like, I think the only reason we think he's such a bad boy
is because,
like,
we're watching the show.
Because we saw the previews. Otherwise, we'd just be like, yeah, he's a little bit of an asshole. But we wouldn't, like, be like, oh, he's like this big macho bad boy.
I don't know. Everyone thinks he's a douchebag.
I mean, he was, for sure.
I mean, not douchebag. Maybe a douche.
You know.
Not the bag as well. Take it easy. Okay.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm, like, interested to see how much of that was in edit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you think we'll see any of that after the little, what wasn't shown?
I don't know.
The answer to that.
No.
Let me just answer for you.
No. It's not happening.
Okay, so then we have, immediately after their conversation with Chad, we go to Daniel. Daniel takes his clothes off. He gets really junk. He hits junk. He gets drunk, and we see his junk in his European thong, and he hits the pool.
He's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean,
but did you like his obliques?
No.
No. You weren't impressed with his back?
No.
No. So it didn't work at all. I mean, nothing he was doing was working.
No, because here's the thing. I think if Daniel presented himself well and somehow we saw his body already in the first hour, like, I mean, he's got a nice body.
Yeah.
But if he's not talking, comparing it to a Lamborghini or, like, you know, being a drunk idiot, like, that's so crazy unattractive to me. So automatically I'm like, cool, you lift weights.
Imagine, you know, like, he'd done everything right. His shirt was off, looking great. He was fine, but he was walking around poking guys' belly buttons. Now how do you
feel about
him? Still weird.
Crazy weird.
Send him home weird?
Can we just talk about the fact that, like, he kind of made it seem like he was gay?
Oh.
I feel like, hello, out of anything that he did, that was, like, the weirdest part of it all, because he is, like, getting naked, jumping in the pool,
weird,
poking guys' belly buttons, and then he was like, if I was gay, I'd be in paradise right now.
And then he added, when she was like, are you in your underwear? Is that a thong? And he responds, they're men's underwear.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can class. I mean, I guess you maybe go into the men's section in Canada. That's what they sell.
I don't know.
I never see that. Okay, so moving on really quick, we see James from Texas.
James.
She really liked him. James, who played the guitar. James in the beginning, Taylor. He had his song, James Taylor.
Oh, yes, okay.
He sounds like a country music singer. Yes. James Taylor.
Yeah.
I thought he killed it in the intro.
Killed the intro.
Do you guys remember their conversation?
No.
Okay, let me read back some things that she said. She goes, I really like him. He's cool, funny, and smart. He's the type of person you want to spend every day with. I wasn't like, what she didn't say is James is hot. And I feel like that's super important first.
Okay, but reverse to the beginning of the show, this is what they were just talking about. Don't always go for, there's a huge difference between love and lust.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Keep going. Yeah. Preach, girl.
So, I mean, that's what they're going for. But again, I mean, you're in a room with 30 men. So I think automatically by human nature, you're going to, he's hot. He has a good heart. You know, or like automatically you think those two don't go together.
Yeah.
The goal is to find that it does go together. So right off the bat, if James is not the most GQ model in there, but she wants to spend every day with him, like, that's a good sign.
It's what Ali said. She was like, I was so attracted to Roberto, I couldn't think of anything else other than taking his clothes off. Okay, so that leads me to my hopes and dreams for the show, actually.
Okay, go.
Now that you said that. I hope James is, like, is the final person. It's like James, lovable, sweet, cool, funny dude. And it's like Jordan, you know, football athlete.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that would all, like, American.
Such contrasting options for her. And she's going to be like, I love both of them. And she's going to repeat what Ben did to her.
I don't think she will.
No, I don't, like, she's not going to say I love you. But I'm thinking she's going to be like, I'm torn.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much the same thing. As saying I love too.
I like James, and he was really sweet, but when JoJo was saying all that stuff about him, she didn't say, like, I want to spend every day with him, you know what I mean? Or, like, I'm so attracted to him. She was like, you want to.
Yeah.
America's going to love
you. Right, exactly. There's a complete difference.
Okay, listening to, did she have cues that you guys have picked up on already? Like, certain things that she says that you're like, that's a tell for her.
I don't think it's really necessarily words, yeah. I mean, you could definitely tell when someone's really enthused to be talking about someone as opposed to, he's cool.
Yeah. Chatroll's way ahead of us. They're like on to like the
rose ceremony.
No, they're on to the fighting at the end that we see for the preview, which I call the hook. They're just like setting that hook so deep for us to be like, this season's gonna be so good.
Well, that's exactly how I felt after watching it.
You guys, we're gonna get to that.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so we get to Jake showing up. Jake Pavelka. I can't even say his name.
Okay, that was just so unnecessary.
Okay, so let's not even talk about it.
Yeah.
It's
I have
so unnecessary.
Something to say about
okay,
that.
Okay, say about.
I actually was really bothered by this.
Okay.
And the fact is that I really like JoJo, and I think she's the right person to be the Bachelorette. Yep. However, I don't think it was just such a coincidence that she happened to be on the show, and then it happened to be chosen as the Bachelorette. Like, I'm sorry. Jake has been on how many Bachelor shows? Like, you obviously, and your brother was on a reality show. Like, you obviously knew what you were doing getting into this. Like, you had a leg into the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for you to be like, I just can't believe I never thought this would have ever have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. That's you're like, why there's, you were a there. Good, there's a good oh, chance that I'm going to be
you know
a
what I mean? I see where you're going. Okay.
I almost felt like, I wish they didn't show that because I think JoJo is so genuine. And after watching that, I was like, girl, please.
Kind of tarnished the whole image of like sweet JoJo.
Yeah, I still think she's sweet, but I think she knew exactly what she was getting into.
Too much salt in that mojo JoJo.
I guess.
Okay.
Anyways.
I did it.
I can't be the only one who thought that, so if you
I didn't get that impression of like JoJo. I did get the impression of like, oh, they're so close and the brother. I'm like, there's definitely some like nepotism, hierarchy, weird connection between.
I just wish she didn't show up. I thought it was so silly.
It's kind of become like a secret society.
It is.
Okay, well, let's see here. Last thing I wanted to talk about was there's a couple of things, couple of secrets. Someone on the chat roll alluded to this that Jordan has to tell her secret. I don't know what that means. We don't want spoilers.
Her secret is probably
or his secret.
His
Jordan
secret is
has,
that he's Aaron Rodgers' brother.
I don't, that's not a secret.
Drunk. That's
yes,
for 100%. Sure. 100%.
Oh, she doesn't know yet.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Wow.
I didn't even clue into that.
Yeah, and he never said like who he. Yeah,
that's the secret.
Oh, big deal.
I hope she's like, who's that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
like
I
what?
He's
quarterbacking?
She like did not care at all that he used to play football.
She didn't ask for who. She didn't ask like pro. She didn't ask anything unless it was edited out. But they.
That's true. That's a possibility.
Okay. We saw some quick definitions. I'm just to wrap up. Robbie may have a girlfriend. That may be some potential drama for the future.
What a douche.
Douche. Chad is the alpha male. We saw that. There was a lot of hate on Jordan. I don't know if that's coming from a place of insecurity or people are threatened by Jordan. Quickly, what do you guys think about that?
I'm going to say insecurity.
Insecurity.
I don't know. We have to wait and see.
God, I'm super hoping that he's a little bit villain.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I am also.
There was we saw in the previews for the end, there's a Chris Harrison confronts Chad. There's like a fight that goes
Blood.
There's blood.
There's a lot of blood.
Notable.
Yes.
A lot of blood.
A lot.
That was intense. Okay.
Slip and like break your nail blood, like gushing blood.
There was a lot.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the season.
I'm super excited. I think it's gonna be a great season.
Let's get it on.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's get it on.
So predictions. Who do you think is the villain? I want villain and top three.
Okay. Chad villain, top three, Luke, Jordan, and who is the guy that she wants to spend every day with?
James Taylor. We like him.
Those are my three.
All right.
Top three. Jordan, Luke, and Alex.
Oh, I forgot my stud.
Too bad. Yeah.
He's a stud. Damn, Daniel.
And then I think Daniel and Chad are the villains.
Daniel and Chad. You think Daniel stays that long?
No, if Daniel stays that long.
No, I guess probably not.
I'll give you a re-up.
I mean,
edit
I guess
yourself.
Chad or Jordan.
Okay. You go.
I'm going to try to mix it up.
Okay.
I'm going to go Luke, Wells, Jordan, top three. And obviously Chad is the villain, but I'm going to go wild card.
Okay.
And God, what was his name?
Bachelor super fan. Choose him.
Choose the hipster.
Robbie.
Choose the hipster.
No, that Alex.
The stud?
No!
The stud?
Okay. She's so sweet. That's wrong.
But I think there's going to be a little something with Alex.
Interesting.
I don't know what it is yet.
He's got some backstory.
The stud. Yeah. The stud. There's something All right. There. All right. That's it, you guys.
So fun. I can't wait.
I'm really excited.
I'm super stoked on it. So you guys, we are super stoked to be doing the show. Follow us on Twitter. You can find me at, well, social media. It doesn't have to be Twitter. But my Twitter is at Brooks Forster. Where can they find you guys?
I'm on social media everywhere at Seabreesh.
And I'm on social media everywhere at Miss ZS.
Lucky you guys. All right, you guys. We'll see you later. See you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.